We had some riveting news. Catherine Parento and Annalee Waters no longer will be playing together. I'm not sure if this is a rest of 2025 or a never again situation. Yeah. But it could be something ridiculous, 159-5. And that's a wild scoreline.
Which is wild.
It is. It is. But it is a tough situation because I do believe players want to win. Maximize your ability to win, switching up partnerships. Or the other side of the coin is a bit of loyalty. And what is the right answer? I do not know. But I would imagine that Annalee Waters made the decision to go with Anna Bright. She thought she had a better chance to win there. And that's that.
Honestly, a lot of pressure on Catherine. We see Annalee start overplaying a little bit. It's a tough position. I mean, obviously, it's great to be her partner because you're going to be winning a whole lot. But there's also a level of pressure of I better perform or this might happen.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because it feels right.
It feels right. Legendary.
Real tight.
Yeah.
Tight.
Rob, I'm scrolling through the Twitter streets, and you've been pretty active lately.
I'm deep in the streets, Adam. And deep in the streets, doing some Twitter threads, X threads, you know, just throwing some stuff out there. You mentioned one was like the exact same as poker, right? Which one was that?
It's the top five decision-making skills honed through pickleball, but this is basically poker too. Rapid situational analysis to decide the best shot to play, weighing risk versus reward on each shot, adapting strategic approaches based on opponent behavior, controlling
big one.
Huge one right here, controlling emotional responses to maintain focus and composure, assessing previous play to improve future decision accuracy. I mean, that's poker.
Ewan.
That's pickleball. Yeah. It's poker.
Pickle and poker.
I've said there's tons of overlap. Maybe some of it not as obvious is because one, you're active and playing, and the other one, you're sitting your booty in a seat for 12 hours. But
yeah,
just from a mindset perspective, I've always said that there's a ton of overlap between the two, and I think it's great. So what better than my partner in crime here to just throw a Twitter post to just make it all make sense? Come on.
Make it all make sense, but also make it to where Adam can leverage his poker knowledge to make it all tie together.
It's real. I mean, it's
teamwork.
I think it's a big part of my pickleball play early on was kind of implementing all of that stuff into it.
High IQ pickleball, Adam.
Just I feel like I just had a hint of a head start because of all that.
Yes. So. No, it helps for sure. It's probably most overlooked, I would say, in terms of people are going to go drill and try to hit all the shots. But all of that, like, I remember Danny Werfel. One, I hate Florida, but Danny's great. So I hate the Florida won the national championship. I did have a small wager on Houston, but neither here nor there. It was a little parlay. It was under the points, which we did because I thought Houston would lock them down, which they did. And then Florida got their first lead with like under a minute left in the game since like they were up 8-6 at the very beginning of the game. I was just like, of course, this is how it's going to go for like, why do I do this? Why do I even like, it just makes it more fun to watch. I do it for like national championships. I never do it outside of that because of this exact reason. Cause I lose always. I lose a lot. But anyways, side note, Danny Werfel, quarterback, Heisman trophy winning quarterback for Florida back in the 90s. I hated him so much as a kid. God, because I grew up a Georgia fan. Forget it. He always talks to me about how pickleball is so similar to being a quarterback because basically you're at the advantage. The longer you can wait to make a decision, you're at the advantage, right? If you make a decision too early. Somebody could shift, somebody could move, whatever. Things change. But if you're able to wait as long as possible, then to make split second decisions in pickleball, it's a big deal. Same as a quarterback. You want to read everything, and then, you know, you want to make fast decisions, but you have to process a lot of information really quickly. And I thought it was always really cool hearing that perspective from the football, from a quarterback perspective. Just another kind of overlap in terms of needing to make quick decisions, but process a lot of information quickly.
Yeah, no, definitely. I actually love that guy, Danny Werfel. So I've had some brief interactions with him. He seems to be thinking about things the right way. I think it's very clear that quarterback is, you know, one part physical gifts and athleticism, and the second part is, you know, mental factor and the ability to process and split second decisions. I mean, split second with 350 pound dudes, all up in your business, you know, that's a lot of responsibility, and quarterbacks have a lot to say with what happens in the game. So that's a cool comparison.
Look at Ryan Leaf, right?
I actually have a Danny Werfel story. So we're out to dinner with a group, like 10 or 12 people, and he was talking to me about commentary, and basically we came to the conclusion. I was like, hey, Danny, think about it over the course of dinner and give me a word that I can use and work into the broadcast tomorrow.
I like it.
And so he's just kind of observing everybody, didn't really say much during dinner, chimed in every so often. And we're like all walking out the door and leaving. And he just leans over to me and he goes, the word is dysentery. And I was like, wow, Danny, wow, that's a good one. I don't think I can.
Out of like, first I have to look that word up, but then yes, I will do my best.
No, I knew from Oregon Trail. I knew what dysentery was from Oregon Trail.
I hope you dropped the Oregon Trail reference then.
Yeah, no, I definitely did. But it was just funny that was his word, and that was going to be a difficult one to work into the broadcast, and I have yet to do it. But Danny, I'm sure you're not listening, but if you are, I will one day. So.
Oh, Danny's listening. Danny's always listening. He's one of the biggest It Feels Right fans out there.
There you go.
Told me.
Good. I like to
told
hear
me.
That.
He told me so. He definitely wasn't making me feel good.
Yeah, no, that's right. You have to sift through
Adam.
That.
Adam.
Yes.
So I started this little pickleball lab membership where it's on a little platform called School. And what I'm doing with it each week, I'm doing a hangout with people, sometimes other pros, sometimes whoever. But I would like you to be my first hangout where other people can come on. We maybe have a glass of wine or an IPA.
You got me.
Talk pickle. We talk pickle with the people, Adam.
Yeah, you got my soft spot there. Wine.
The IPA.
How about a wine and an IPA? What do you think?
Oh, done.
Double fist.
What a combo.
Might be a little different for some people, but I think I could pull it off.
That's, for unsophisticated people.
Right. Okay, Rob, we had some riveting news. Break into the pickleball world, and it is something ridiculous, 159-5 or something like that. Catherine Parento and Annalee Waters no longer will be playing together. I'm not sure if this is a rest of 2025 or a never again situation, but it could be. And that's a wild scoreline. I mean, record and numbers. And I believe it's 2 out of 3 tournaments now. They did not win gold, and that is enough. For the ripcord to be pulled,
which is wild,
and a switch,
which is wild, Adam.
A switch,
which is wild.
It is. But like it is.
But it isn't.
Right. It is a tough situation because I do believe. I mean, players want to win. Maximize your ability to win. Switching up partnerships, or the other side of the coin is a bit of loyalty in your body of work and what you have done together. What is the right answer? I do not know, but I think that, you know, maybe not all the details are out on it yet, but I would imagine that Annalee Waters made the decision to go with Anna Bright, whoever asked who or whatever. And she thought she had a better chance to win there. And that's that.
Look, honestly, a lot of pressure on Catherine, right? To also, like, in these matches, to perform well. You see Annalee start overplaying a little bit, which, you know, makes you lose confidence a little bit. It's a tough position. I mean, obviously it's great to be her partner because you're gonna be winning a whole lot, but there's also a level of pressure of I better perform or this might happen. Bless you, Adam.
Excuse me.
And I thought, yeah, even though yes, it was most definitely Annalise's decision. You know, Catherine seemed super gracious and grateful that, you know, for the times they played and for the medals they've won. And I mean, it's made Catherine's career in a sense. You've seen kind of results fall off in singles. You know, she's still solid as ever in mixed, but it's those podiums in women's, you know, those have built a career.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. And not like she's an old competitor, but she is right around 30. So, all of that plays in with, all the teenagers having this success. I think the clock is ticking on some of the older competitors. There's still plenty of them that are very good, but that's part of the deal as well. So, I think it's going to make it interesting to see the trickle down. Of course, I believe on paper you have a slightly stronger number one team, but there's a lot of other stuff going on. Tyra and Georgia have been playing great. Georgia, man, I mean, the ceiling is just so exceptionally high with her from a power and a hands perspective. And of course, the exact same thing from Tyra from an athletic movement, court coverage perspective. And her hands and power is just fine as well. So, do Rohrabacher and Catherine get together? Is there a push down the line of which one of them snags somebody else, like an Edda Tui Onatoa or something along those lines, a Kate Fahey, as kind of someone who hasn't reached their ceiling? So it's going to be very interesting, and I think there's going to be a lot of people rooting for Catherine and Rachel to win whenever they get matched up. And I know there's a Major League Pickleball where there's going to be some spiciness too. DC Pickleball team playing the Shock, that kind of thing. So I think it makes for some fun storylines and some fun dynamics. And Annalie already was the Yankees, and now going to Anna Bright as her partner, I think that will make some people want her to lose more because of it, because they're so damn good and they have made this decision to play together.
Well, yeah, the partners that got dropped, I mean, that's a how fantastic of a storyline, right? If they're the ones that are contending, you know, if you have Rachel and Catherine coming together, playing great together, and sometimes all it takes, Adam, is just a renewed sense of, you know, a new partner. You get some energy back. It's not the same repetitive stuff that you always have in the same matchups. And partners do matter in terms of energy and you know, get up and go. And all four of these ladies are great competitors and very fiery and very, you know, want to win. So I don't think there's going to be, it's not, you know, necessarily the same on the men's side. But I think having Rachel and Catherine, if they do play together, that would be a very fun matchup to watch them play Annalie and Anna, because you're going to have the drops versus, you know, the droppers versus the droppees, which would be fun.
Yeah, right. And and think about this from Catherine's perspective. Basically, you have to win or it's a failure. She's probably feeling a little free in some capacity. I know she's not thrilled with the decision to not be playing with Anna Lee, but just from a pressure expectation standpoint, and like the fact that you are a bit of, I use the term the Yankees, or I guess the Dodgers now, that just win so much. Now those expectations are lower, and maybe that causes her to find another level in her game and play very well for the foreseeable future. So, I mean, she obviously has it in her. She's a great player and so consistent, and doesn't, give her opponents much in terms of errors, and especially unforced. So, I think I think the trickle down's great, and I probably snubbed a lady or two that could be in the mix for being a partner with Parento or Rohrabacher, who are still clearly, in the top 10 and at the top of the game.
Selkirk Corkstrike, lightweight, breathable. So,
Seamless.
what I do like is the all one color. It's a nice style.
Yeah, it looks good.
So these are available.
Rob, 6 months sole guarantee too, which is super important for me because I'm an explosive athlete and a high-end mover, world-class foot speed and footwork. So sometimes I just blow through the soles. I like to tie my shoes really tight, and sometimes I get the loop of the tie and I slide on that and it rips, and I hate it when that happens. Seems to be my left big toe area, just sole gone. So to have that for 6 months is something that I need.
Do you think, because Anna Bright and Anna Lee Waters, they play very similar to each other. Games kind of, you know, Anna's games kind of model after AL. They look pretty similar when they play. Georgia, unorthodox, not a tennis background. Incredible raw power. I still don't know how she makes forehand dinks with that technique, but she does. And it's gotten more consistent, but it is pretty wild. It's just like she's like slapping at it, like when she's coming under it. Like when she's not rolling it, it's just like a little choppy chop thing that like she short hops it, just somehow works. She's been able to kind of, you know, we always talk about Tyson, how he's able to really minimize what his weaknesses are and really focus on the strengths. And it feels like Georgia's been able to do that on the forehand dink a little bit. But what a hell of a weekend for her, walking away with a couple golds. Do you think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Anna Lee and Anna Bright to expectations are going to be sky high. The expectations to win anything other than a win, a gold is a failure, essentially, right? Do you think Anna Lee, who wins this, Adam? Anna Lee, Georgia versus Anna Lee, Anna? Because I don't think it's very clear cut.
Yeah, I think it's two completely different styles. I mean, I think you have to give the edge slightly to Anna Bright, but the ceiling is higher for Georgia. It just is. Like, I mean, just think about this. Anna Bright and Anna Lee Waters love to play aggressive pickleball, roll the dink, start the firefights. Should they play loose and free and offensive against Tyra and Georgia? I'm not sure that they fully have a hand speed advantage against that team. So, Georgia and Tyra, they do. I mean, there's been plenty of talk. You just mentioned it, and some people have talked about the Tyra Black forehand dink, and you know that being a weakness. It's been cleaned up in a big way. But do you really want to start fires frivolously against Tyra Black and Georgia Johnson? I'm not sure the answer is yes, even if you are Anna Bright and Anna Lee Waters. If we get to see those matchups happen multiple times in the next few tournaments, I think that is a very fun new rivalry.
I agree. I think, you know, even though we talked about how, you know, when the men's breakups happened, that it created more parity, and men's has been very fun to watch with new matchups and new storylines. We talked about this before we got on. The women's, not necessarily sure there should be more parity because, you know, you've got a very clear cut number one, but it is going to open up. You know, we haven't seen Catherine play with somebody else in a very long time. We haven't seen, you know, we're going to have some new partnerships and some new blood and some new energy on some teams. And that's going to be just whether there's more parity or not, there's going to be more fun to see who goes deep in the draws and who partners with who, if they set for the year, if they just mix it up. There's going to be a nice little trickle down effect that I think is going to be a net positive for watching women's doubles, even though women's doubles is already a blast to watch.
Yeah, different optics, even if at the top it's no one challenges them. The quarterfinals and the semifinals and things of that nature and leading up into the event it's going to be they're going to get infused with some energy and they'll be, it'll be different. So that helps, especially, you know, the pickleball junkies out there that are, you know, watching every tournament every day and see some of the matchups get stale at times. I think it'll be fun, to monitor and, hopefully we can get to a point where a couple teams could step up and we could have some real who's going to win it, even though, you know, with Anna Bright and Anna Lee Waters together, maybe we just don't get that at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, Georgia, Tyra, you can't sleep on them after taking a gold this weekend. I mean, they played unbelievable. And, I mean, it's a very similar team. You know, Anna Lee Catherine's a very similar team to what Anna Lee and Anna Bright are going to look like.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be beatable. It's going to be very hard.
Right.
But they're going to be beatable.
Yeah. We'll see how Anna Bright reacts to it as well. You know, it's
More pressure.
Well, it just is. It's more pressure. And, you know, Rachel's a fantastic player, but, you know, she's not quite as alpha at times from court. How much court Annalee Waters is taking and some of the shot making and all that stuff. Yeah. How exactly will Anna Bright react to it? I know they've played together before, but you never really know. She's as mentally tough as they come, but there's always situations that are trying emotionally and mentally. So it's all in play for the range of outcomes of how she could react to that.
They've never lost a match together, have they?
I think that's correct. Annalee I think that is right. You know,
Adam, if they play together for, let's call it the remainder of the year, when will we see a first loss by Annalee and Anna, if we see one?
Well, if, I mean, it could not happen.
It could happen next tournament. It could happen right. Never.
I mean, Rachel, Catherine, fantastic. But there's just something that from a power perspective and just an ability to make their opponents look awkward at times that Georgia and Tyra give. That is, I do believe it is special. And I think that they might occasionally SHIT the bed and possibly have an early loss like happened at Red Rock. Yeah. But if they're playing well, I'm trying to think of what the line would be between Annalee Waters and Anna Bright when they're both playing well against Georgia Gunson and Tyra Black. A full summer of playing high level reps in Major League Pickleball for Tyra Black and Georgia Johnson for the Dallas Flash. We're talking about razor thin edges here. All that stuff matters. Those couple PPAs during the summer and then when the fall season starts, Georgia Johnson and Tyra Black could hit another higher level in their game.
Yeah. And I agree. I think you mentioned a really important aspect of it, Adam, is that they play differently, which is if you look at Rachel, let's say Rachel and Catherine play together, they play very similarly to Annalee and Anna, just not to that level. Just fair, you know, it is what it is. But with Georgia and Tyra, I mean, they don't play like that. They play differently. They want to get attacked. They want the aggressive roles because, you know, they'll stay up on the line and take balls out of the air and cut that off. It's just a different style. They play more almost like men, you know, the way the men's game is how Georgia and Tyra, I would say, play. Versus the step off the line, roll balls more, which is the Annalee and Anna Bright. So I think style does matter a lot, especially if you're trying to knock off people that play the same way you play. You've just got to play better than they do, which is very tough. Or you can play differently and have different skill sets and look at the game differently. And that's Georgia and Tyra. So it's just going to be fun. I mean, we've spent however long we've been talking about just the women's doubles and kind of the trickle effect. And that just shows you it's going to be some interesting storylines.
Yeah. And I also think that just from a kind of like brand perspective, I think that there's going to be some, you know, the keyboard warriors, the social media people, there's going to be some pushback on this decision, you know, like for Anna Bright. And they established that Girdley's thing and they had the connection and there was, you know, that will for themselves and from the fans to get those wins against Annalee and Catherine. And now that they're partnered up together, you know, some people are not going to like that. And then there's going to be plenty of people saying, you know, business decision, do it. Knock this out.
Leave it.
That's right. But there will be some form of pushback in that regard.
Of course.
And you know, Annalee, she takes some flack. And I mean, she's just a intense, incredible competitor. And, you know, when you're winning at the clip that she does, there's always going to be haters. There just is.
I'm gonna take all that flack all the way to the bank.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, you can't give a good enough interview. You can't behave properly enough when you're in that situation. There is always going to be haters. And there's always going to be people that are voicing their opinion, no matter how trash that opinion is.
Which, shout out to everybody that's out there that plays pro pickleball, honestly, right? Because you're in the arena, you're playing, you're opening yourself up to, you know, scrutiny. People are always going to be assholes. Not always, but people will be assholes. People will be people. So everybody that's out there playing, doing their thing, competing, big props, because you're always going to have detractors.
I agree, and I think it's the same thing in the commentary booth. It's easy. Yeah. It's easy when you are on those streams and put yourself out there, like you said, to kind of get ripped on as a player and a commentator. But at the same time, that literally is in the job description and part of the deal. So, you know, what is too far, or you know, when do you feel sorry for someone, or when is it just completely you signed up for this kind of situation? Yeah. But I do agree with you. I felt some of that when I played years ago, and everything is bigger and better now in the pickleball world. So I will agree with you on the love to the players who get ripped on in a lot of different situations and are topics of conversation on the internet for their behavior, and everybody sees it. You know, other people.
This is pre-betting, Adam. Just wait till betting comes in. Right. Think it's bad now. Death wait till somebody like me loses a wager, you know, by, you know, 2 points like I did last night, and then you just the floodgates come open.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
like
right.
Start pounding on the keyboard.
Yeah, two high forehands, you know, at 10-8 in game 3. And then, you know, some fat guy sending you a death threat because of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's joking, not joking. Yeah. People are wild.
True.
People are wild.
Yeah. Tennis has seen a lot of it, right? Because tennis, you have a lot of these, tennis matches are on Amazon Prime all the way down to like the UTR Pro Circuit that you can gamble on. So it's like you look at, it would be the like essentially being able to gamble on like some minor league localized pro pickleball events where you have an open division that you can gamble on. It's like just ultimate degenerates.
Yes.
But
right.
It's going to open itself up to a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Like my boy, just chain smoking heaters, drinking beer at 4 a.m., betting on South American under 18 soccer. You know, that's degenerate as it gets right there. But people will do it. So okay, so I have one last thing I want to chat about, and I have no idea what the structure is going to look like, and there's still plenty of time left. But we are going to have a wave at some point of these contracts ending for players. And I think,
what do you mean?
Like the 3 year that everyone signed for the UPA.
So not early.
Right. No, it's not happening. Okay, okay, it's okay. Not like right on the precipice of happening or anything like that. But I would imagine that they are looking to possibly do some form of hybrid guaranteed and then incentive based prize money. So how do you think if they go to a pretty high percentage of prize money, as opposed to guarantee, how do you think that will affect like ruthless partner decisions and like moving on from someone very quickly as opposed to sticking with them when it actually is affecting your bank account as opposed to being guaranteed play for an athlete?
I think we're a little right. These contracts are ending what? End of
next year? Yeah.
So yeah, I think some will end earlier. I think it's a bigger deal for the players that don't have those existing original contracts, right? So it's like, you know, the Onsens of the world that do have, like, they have pressure to win. So I think it's going to affect, you see the guys that are under contract, and you've seen partnerships that would never have happened in the past. They've just, you know, people have gotten more frivolous with who they'll play with.
Right.
You know, so you don't, let's say it's not an elite player, but it's like a, you know, a good pro that can make a deep run if they have another good partner. You've seen those guys just be like, I'll play with this guy. Why not? It'll be fun because they're already getting paid.
Right.
So I think it'll affect the players that are up and coming more so in the short term. I think obviously it'll be a big adjustment for everybody that's under these, you know, healthy contracts when they end and, you know, it's now performance based. Or, you know, more performance space than it is. It'll go back to how it was. It'll be, you'll need to win, which is a little bit of the surprise with the, it kind of shows the competitive nature of Anna Lee, right? To make the decision right now, like she doesn't want to lose. She's not going to lose.
She's not a fan.
No matter, like her, and her money's, the money's not even an issue with it, right? Because she's getting paid. So you kind of already see it. You see what kind of competitor she is in that respect. Yeah, I think it's gonna go back to how it was. I think where it was pretty cutthroat and ruthless with partners.
Yeah, no, but that makes a lot of sense. It's like right now, take a crack on an up-and-comer with upside and just see how it goes for a couple tournaments, whatever. Yeah. What's the difference? But if that decision could cost you 25K over the course of a couple tournaments, then you're going to be second-guessing that decision and wanting to maximize your results and not take a chance on someone who's unproven. So, I mean, all of this is it's very down the line. And, you know, I just think it would be cool. I have no insider knowledge, but I just think it would be cool, like in golf, when you have this putt is for 1.2 million. It is 9-9 in the third, and whoever wins this gets 25K more or whatever the number may be. That is intriguing as a viewer.
This putt gets you direct entry into the Masters. You don't get in otherwise.
Right. Art.
Stuff like that. Yeah, so
end of year, like
viewership.
End of,
so fun.
Yeah. End of year championships or whatever the hell the case may be. Just kind of pondering and pontificating about what that could look like. So we'll see. I mean, long way away.
We definitely need stakes, Adam. We need stakes, matches on the line, but we also need real steaks so we can eat them.
Yes. Okay. Fair. All right. I mean,
yeah.
That's all I got.
Double steaks. High steaks.
Steaks and steaks.
Grilled steaks.
That's why English. Blackened steaks. That's why English is hard. Steaks and steaks, and then steaks in the ground.
Steaks. Yeah.
Steaks in the ground too. I mean, it's tough. It's tough.
People don't get it. Yeah. It's tough out there. I think we're good.
Yeah.
Hot guys coming soon. Hot guys all over the place. Studs on studs. Just buckle up. Get ready. Get your votes in. Hot guys. Get your hot guys.
Yeah.